Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Looters and armed gangs were roaming the streets of Bangui, Central African Republic. This after rebels seized control of the capital after the president fled the country. Africanland Mission's Phil Byler says they had plans to send in missionaries to reach the Imbororo unreached peoples. Byler isn't hearing good things about this new rebel group.
We do hear that this rebel group has some Marxist and Islamic leanings. So we're a bit fearful that the anti-Christian aspect of this may predominate.
Support AIM's work through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, new legislation is a step away from punishing sexual violence in India.
These news reports that we're hearing and these new laws are one more indicator that God is at work, changing India for the better.
Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says the law is a good thing, but it'll take more than legal changes to improve life for women there.
This is the way God changes a country, not through laws, but through people's hearts.
By introducing women to Christ's love through adult literacy classes, entire families and villages change. Pray more lives will be transformed by the good news. And you've heard about families having to jump through a lot of hoops to adopt, but have you actually seen it personally? Orphan Outreach is encouraging families to see the movie Stuck, which is on tour until May 17th. Orphan Outreach is encouraging believers to act in the name of Christ in a highly emotionally charged situation. Find out more at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Well, Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we willing to go wherever he sends us in obedience to him? Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.